7 Benefits of Cycling for Weight Loss. Cycling for weight loss gets dismissed more often than it deserves. People assume it is something you do on a Sunday morning for fun, not something that actually moves the needle on fat loss. That assumption is costing them results. The truth is that cycling works on your body in ways most cardio does not. It burns calories during the ride, keeps your metabolism elevated for hours afterwards, and builds the kind of consistent habit that running and gym sessions rarely sustain. Most people quit exercise programs not because the method failed them, but because the method was too punishing to sustain. Cycling is different. This article breaks down 7 benefits that explain exactly how and why. Is cycling good for weight loss? Fat loss and weight loss. Fat loss and weight loss are not the same thing. Weight loss includes water, muscle, and fat, while fat loss specifically targets body fat. Cycling supports both, but when combined with proper nutrition, it primarily helps reduce fat while preserving lean muscle. Yes. Depending on body weight and effort level, cycling burns between 400 and 600 calories per hour, placing it among the most efficient cardio options for building the calorie deficit that drives fat loss. It is low impact, easy to adjust for any fitness level, and works just as well whether you are riding outdoors or on a stationary bike at home. How cycling causes weight loss. Fat loss comes down to burning more energy than you consume. Straightforward in theory, but the way you generate that gap matters. The method determines whether results build steadily or stall after a few weeks, and cycling works because it addresses the problem from 3 directions at once. The calorie burn during your ride. A moderate 30-minute session burns roughly 250 to 400 calories, depending on body weight and the resistance you are working against. Someone heavier burns more. Someone pushing harder burns more. Even an unremarkable ride adds meaningfully to your daily energy output. Do that 3 or 4 times across a week, and the calorie deficit accumulates faster than most people expect. The afterburn effect, APOC. Most casual riders never find out about this. Higher intensity sessions, such as sprint intervals, hill climbs, and hard efforts, trigger excess post-exercise oxygen consumption, meaning the body keeps burning calories at an elevated rate long after the ride ends. That elevated burn can continue for hours, sometimes the better part of a day. Easy, steady rides do not produce this effect to any real degree. That distinction matters a great deal if you have been riding consistently and wondering why progress is slow. The metabolic baseline shift. Regular cycling builds lean muscle, mainly in the legs, glutes, and core. Muscle burns more calories than fat even when you are sitting still, so adding it even in modest amounts raises your resting calorie expenditure over time. Many beginners assume this only benefits the lower body. It does not. Building any significant muscle group increases whole body resting metabolism. This is the long game mechanism that makes cycling's effect compound rather than plateau, and it is the reason consistent riders often find weight loss gets easier the longer they stay with it. The 7 key benefits of cycling for weight loss. Each benefit below operates on a different level, physical, metabolic, psychological, or behavioral. Together, they explain why cycling consistently outperforms most alternatives for people who actually stick with it. Benefit 1, significant calorie burn, minimal joint stress. Cycling burns a comparable number of calories to running while placing less strain on the knees, hips, and ankles. For anyone carrying extra weight, dealing with a joint issue, or coming back from injury, that difference is enormous. It is often the line between training consistently and spending half the month recovering. This is precisely why an exercise cycle for weight loss gets recommended so frequently by physiotherapists and doctors working with beginners. The cardiovascular demand is genuine. The physical punishment is not. Benefit 2 specifically targets visceral fat. Visceral fat surrounds the internal organs and carries the highest metabolic health risk of any fat type in the body. Research consistently shows that regular cardio combined with a calorie-controlled diet reduces visceral fat more effectively than dietary changes alone. Does cycling spot reduce belly fat? No exercise does. But visceral fat is metabolically active and highly responsive to the combination of cardio and a calorie deficit. Many cyclists notice their waist shrinking before they see changes elsewhere, and that is not a coincidence. Benefit 3, keeps your metabolism elevated after the ride. Steady-paced cycling burns calories while you pedal. Interval-based cycling does something more. A 20-minute HIIT session on a stationary bike can deliver greater total fat loss over the following 24 hours than a 45-minute easy ride, entirely because of the afterburn effect working in the background. Shorter, harder sessions are not a cheat or a shortcut. They are a different tool and, for people with limited time, often a more efficient one. Benefit 4 easy enough to actually stick with. This is the benefit that gets underestimated most consistently. Cycling has one of the strongest long-term adherence rates of any aerobic exercise because it naturally adapts to wherever you are. A beginner rides at a comfortable pace and still benefits. Someone more experienced layers in intervals, heart rate targets, or power output goals. The exercise grows with you rather than demanding a version of yourself you have not yet become. Weight loss is built over months, not sprinted through in weeks. Cycling makes showing up regularly more achievable than almost anything else. Benefit 5 works across every fitness level. A 250-pound beginner pedaling at low resistance is getting real cardiovascular and calorie-burning benefits. A trained athlete using the same machine for sprint intervals is testing their aerobic ceiling. Very few forms of exercise function effectively across such a wide spectrum of ability. This is why finding the right cycling machine for weight loss matters more than people initially think. The equipment should meet you where you actually are, not where you hope to be 6 months from now. Starting on something overwhelming or uncomfortable accelerates quitting. Benefit 6 keeps hunger more manageable. Few people expect this one. Moderate intensity cycling, roughly 60 to 75% of maximum heart rate, has been shown to influence ghrelin, the hormone primarily responsible for driving hunger. The result is a more predictable appetite after sessions rather than the intense post-workout cravings that undermine so many runners and gym-goers. Compensation eating is a real and widespread problem. Someone burns 400 calories on a ride, then consumes 700 in the hour after without fully registering it. Cycling at the right intensity makes that cycle considerably harder to fall into. Benefit 7, progress. You can see that does not depend on the scale. Cycling generates measurable data, speed, distance, cadence, heart rate, and power output. All of it improves steadily with consistent training, and all of it is visible regardless of what the scale reads that morning. This matters especially in the first month, when body weight fluctuates for physiological reasons that have nothing to do with fat loss. Watching your fitness metrics improve while the scale stays flat is not a sign that nothing is working. It is exactly what adaptation looks like. That visible progress is often what keeps people going through the phases when results feel invisible. How to structure your cycling for maximum weight loss? The most common practical question is simple: how often should you ride, and for how long? The answer varies by starting point, but in the early weeks, structure and consistency matter far more than intensity. Starting, build the habit before building the effort. 3 sessions per week, 20 to 30 minutes each, at a pace where conversation is possible but slightly effortful, roughly a 5 or 6 on a 10-point effort scale. That is enough to begin. The goal in weeks 1 and 2 is not maximum calorie burn. It is making cycling automatic. Intensity compounds far more effectively once showing up is no longer a decision you have to make. Introducing intervals when you are ready. Around weeks 4 to 5, add 1 interval session per week. A beginner-friendly format, a 5-minute easy warm-up, then 8 rounds of 30 seconds at near maximum effort, followed by 90 seconds of easy recovery, finishing with a 5-minute cooldown. The whole session runs under 25 minutes. Hold that effort-to-rest ratio for 2 to 3 weeks before compressing it. The instinct is to push harder immediately. The smarter move is letting the body adapt to the stimulus first. The nutrition reality check. Choose food that helps burn fat. While no food directly burns fat on its own, certain choices make fat loss easier to sustain. High-protein foods help preserve muscle, fiber keeps you full for longer, and balanced meals reduce the chances of overeating after rides. The goal is to support a consistent calorie deficit without feeling deprived. Cycling accelerates fat loss. It does not create it independently. Someone riding 4 hours a week while eating at a 200-calorie daily surplus will not lose weight, the arithmetic simply does not allow it. Cycling works best when layered on top of a moderate daily deficit, roughly 300 to 500 calories for most people. That pairing produces real results without the exhaustion that comes from training hard on inadequate fuel. Treating a good ride as permission to eat freely is the single most consistent reason cyclists plateau within the first 2 months. Indoor vs. outdoor, a practical decision. Outdoor riding burns marginally more calories due to terrain variation and wind resistance. Indoor cycling offers controlled conditions, no weather disruptions, and the ability to follow a structured session precisely from start to finish. For beginners, indoor workouts tend to be more effective not because they burn more calories, but because they're easier to stick with. Consistency matters far more than small differences in calorie burn. Regularly riding a stationary bike will deliver better results than going outdoors only when the weather or schedule allows. How Calorie Tracker Buddy helps you get more from every ride. Cycling creates the conditions for weight loss. Tracking is what ensures you actually benefit from it. A large portion of people who cycle regularly and see minimal results are not training incorrectly. They simply lack a clear view of their full energy picture, what they burn versus what they consume, and that blind spot quietly cancels out their effort. Calorie Tracker Buddy is built specifically to remove it. Here is what it brings to a cycling-based weight loss routine. Activity calorie logging, log your sessions and receive burn estimates calibrated to your weight, duration, and intensity level, so your daily calorie target adjusts based on what you actually did rather than staying fixed at a generic number. Real-time daily calorie balance, see where you stand after every ride and every meal, eliminating the ambiguity that causes so many people to accidentally eat back their deficit without realizing it. Full macro breakdown per meal tracks protein, carbohydrates, and fat alongside total calories, which matters when riding regularly and trying to fuel recovery without unknowingly overshooting your intake. Long-term progress charts follow your weight trend, calorie patterns, and activity habits across weeks so you can see what is working and catch the compensatory eating patterns that quietly undo months of riding. Personalized goal tools, enter a target weight and time frame and receive a daily calorie recommendation that accounts for your cycling frequency rather than treating exercise as something separate from your nutrition. Streak and consistency tracking cycling builds results through repetition, and Calorie Tracker Buddy applies the same logic to eating habits, using streak-based motivation to keep both sides of the equation moving together. People who see consistent cycling results are almost always tracking both what they burn and what they eat. Calorie Tracker Buddy makes that straightforward rather than a daily administrative task. Common mistakes that quietly slow progress. Eating back more than you burned. After a strong ride, a rewarding meal feels deserved. Often it costs more than the session earned. A 500-calorie ride followed by 700 calories of post-exercise eating does not erase the deficit, it flips it into a surplus. Cycling earns calorie expenditure, not unrestricted eating. Knowing the actual numbers before making food decisions changes the outcome considerably. Riding at the same comfortable pace every time. Comfort signals adaptation. If every session feels easy, the body has already adjusted, and calorie burn has decreased even though the time on the bike has not. Progressive overload applies to cycling just as it does to any other training. Adding resistance, extending duration, or swapping one ride per week for intervals keeps the metabolic stimulus alive. Neglecting strength work. Cycling is exceptional cardiovascular training. It is not a complete program. Two short strength sessions per week, body weight movements, resistance bands, or light free weights raise resting metabolic rate and produce the body composition changes above the waist that many cyclists are hoping cycling alone will eventually deliver. It will not, and the sooner that is accepted, the faster results follow. Using the scale as the only measure of progress. Body weight shifts daily for reasons unrelated to fat, water retention, glycogen storage after longer rides, hormonal changes, and digestive timing. Cyclists who check only the scale frequently quit during plateaus that are not actually plateaus. Track performance alongside weight. When a session that felt punishing 4 weeks ago now feels routine, that is a real and meaningful change, the scale is simply the last thing to reflect it. Advanced strategies for riders who want to accelerate results. Zone 2 training for fat oxidation. Zone 2 sits at roughly 60-70% of maximum heart rate, a sustained pace where full conversation is possible but requires a little effort to maintain. At this intensity, fat becomes the body's primary fuel source rather than stored glycogen. 2-3 zone 2 sessions per week of 45 minutes or more is the protocol endurance coaches use specifically to develop fat metabolism in trained athletes. For weight loss cyclists, this is the steady state ride worth building the week around. It is unglamorous and effective in almost equal measure. Fasted cycling, a narrow use case. Riding before breakfast may enhance fat oxidation during the session. The trade-off is a noticeable drop in power output, which rules it out for any session involving real intensity. Reserve fasted riding for easy zone 2 efforts. Any session where performance matters should begin with fuel already on board. Picking the right indoor machine. When choosing an exercise cycle for weight loss at home, the bike type genuinely influences outcomes. Spin bikes and air bikes produce the highest calorie burn and handle HIIT work best. Upright bikes offer a strong balance of cost, comfort, and training range for general use. Recumbent bikes reduce joint and spinal stress, making them the right choice for anyone with those specific needs. The honest answer to which cycle is best for weight loss is whichever one you will actually use every day. Specifications matter far less than friction. A bike that feels approachable gets used. One that feels like a commitment to unlock gets folded and stored. Start pedaling, stay consistent, track everything. Cycling is one of the most practical weight loss tools available, regardless of starting fitness level. It burns real calories, reduces visceral fat, raises your resting metabolic rate, and fits into ordinary life without demanding a complete reorganization of it. What most people underestimate is the nutritional side. Training consistently while eating without awareness is like doing good work and filing it in the wrong folder. The effort is real, but the outcome does not reflect it. Seeing your deficit clearly, knowing what you burn, and adjusting when patterns drift off course is what separates steady progress from months of riding with nothing to show for it. Pick 3 sessions for this week. Keep them simple and manageable. Log what you eat. Watch the deficit build. Then repeat it next week, a little sharper than before. That is the complete system. Cycling makes it work. Frequently asked questions. How much cycling do I need to lose weight? Aim for at least 150 minutes of moderate cycling per week, or 75 minutes of vigorous effort. Paired with a daily deficit of 300 to 500 calories, that supports a steady loss of roughly 0.5 to 1 kilogram per week for most people coming from a sedentary starting point. Is cycling better than walking for weight loss? Cycling burns more calories per hour than walking at most speeds, making it more time efficient. That said, the best exercise is the one you will do consistently over time. Walking is a valid place to start, and building towards cycling as fitness improves is a natural and sensible progression. How long before I see results from cycling? Most people notice improved energy and easier breathing within the first 2 weeks. Visible physical changes tend to emerge around weeks 4 to 6 when cycling is paired with a consistent calorie deficit. A meaningful reduction of 4 to 6 kilograms is realistic within 3 months of riding 3 to 5 sessions per week. Which cycle is best for weight loss at home? A spin bike or upright exercise bike covers the widest range of training styles for most people at a reasonable cost. Air bikes are the top choice for HIIT-focused work. The more important question is whether the bike suits your space, your budget, and your daily routine. A machine you use every day will always outperform one with better specs that sits idle. Can I lose weight cycling just 30 minutes a day? Yes, particularly early on. A daily 30-minute moderate session burns 250 to 400 calories and creates a meaningful weekly deficit when paired with sensible eating. As fitness develops, adding 15 minutes to sessions or introducing one interval ride per week will push results along considerably faster.